Thank you, Philip. And again, a very happy new year to all of you who are sharing in this service, whether here tonight or online. And it's a special joy to be sharing with Metro at the beginning of a new year. Metro is a very special place in my heart, and I've been praying and sensing what God might be saying to us for this year of 2021. That's my prayer for tonight, that by the end of this time, for all of us, there'll be a sense of fresh vision of what God may have for us in this coming year, and especially for Metro at this time. And there's a particular word I've sensed God stirring, and as I pray every day for you here at Metro, and particularly it's been wonderful to see a whole new generation of young leaders being developed and that sense of excitement of what God is wanting to do. So I felt that stirring that for this year, almost like a prophetic word, God saying this was going to be a time of renewal. So that was the word that has been on my heart, renewal. And that renewal that God wants to bring is not just about returning to an old routine, as it were. It's not about just going back to what used to be there. So many people talk about, when do you think we'll get back to normal? But God is wanting more than just getting back to normal. God's not just wanting to give us something that's the ordinary. God wants to do something extraordinary. And I think renewal often is about that sense of those renewed purposes of God. And so the scripture I want to just start with tonight is from Habakkuk and chapter 3 and verse 2. And these amazing words where we're going through challenging, difficult times. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. O Lord, renew them in our day and in our time. Make them known. So here's Habakkuk. Though they're going through such testing times, he'd heard stories of old of where God moved in mighty ways, awesome ways. He says, Lord, I've heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. But I don't just want it to be history, Lord. I'm praying now, Lord, renew them in our day, in my time, Lord, in 2021. What would it be to see God breaking through in those special, extraordinary, supernatural ways? So as Philip was saying earlier about your own prayer, I pray each day, I pray for revival, I pray for a real move of God. And I've sensed for this year, 2021, a real stirring. Have you here at Metro, particularly in specific ways, felt that stirring of what God is longing to do in fresh ways? So one of the things, even for this past year, with all the challenges of COVID and all it's meant for many people, it's a time of real loss, whether it's been loss of health, loss of job, the whole challenges that have come with COVID, and so many lives have been devastated by it. And yet also during this year, there have been times where I have felt and God stirring afresh that sense of expectancy for what he's longing to do through it all. Now, it'd be understandable for anyone to feel that their greatest hope for 2021 was just that things get back to normal. We just recover. We just, as it were, return at least to some normality and routine. But God is wanting much more than that. God is wanting to stir that sense of renewal in us, where we somehow look and see how God has broken through in the past, those awesome ways in which God has been at work. Now, for Metro, I think particularly for this year, one of the things that has been stirring is just a sense of, you know, what God has for Metro in this next year. Even the whole challenge of venue. Now, some of you may be thinking, because of social distancing, the challenge, even with studio churches in Georgia, has been, but can't wait to be able to get to We the Curious again and just be able to, without social distancing, be together. But God is often wanting even more than that. What would it be to imagine more than that? I look back, therefore, just like when you say, I've heard of your fame, Lord, I stand in awe of your deeds. And I think of those particular times. In this past year, one of the things we have celebrated amidst all the challenges of COVID has been that it's 25 years ago, in fact, just a few months back, that we bought this building of Woodlands. And that in itself was an experience of God's mighty deeds, a real sense of God breaking through. So a similar situation to Metro then. Woodland Central didn't have a home. We used to hire different places. We used to hire Hawthorns up the road from here, at the end of Woodlands Road, etc. And we were praying about a central venue. I remember walking back one evening from Hawthorns and passing the building here. I'm not sure I'd even seen the sign up before, the sales sign before, but certainly that night I did. It was like in neon lights. And suddenly I thought, wow. And this great, huge building, old church building on the corner. So on the Sundays I prayed, I really felt a stirring from God about, you know, is this God's purpose for us? And on the Monday morning, I contacted the agent and I was interested in the building, and is it still for sale? And he said, it's still for sale, but we've had a lot of, you know, serious offices on it. And he said, are you interested in making an offer? So I said, I am interested. So by faith, I made a little offer, which was less than what you must like buying a house. And he smiled a little bit and said, well, actually, we've had some big multi-million pound offers on it for development. And he said, so I don't think we're likely to be interested in taking up your offer, but we'll keep in touch if anything changes. And so I said, well, was it possible to see it? He said, well, it wouldn't really be worth it at this stage because, and sure enough, in a matter of a few days, the sale had gone through. And so he didn't have a chance then to see it in that initial stage. And but I remember keeping in my little prayer folder I use every day a copy of the sale details, which I'd got from the agent. You know, like you sometimes see a house, just a picture of it, and then the size of the rooms, the details, etc. So it was like that. And so I'd use it for prayer, even though it had now been sold and was going for development to be, in fact, it was then going to be a leisure centre. In fact, they were going to develop it as a gym. And I prayed over it, and a week went by, a month went by, and you thought, well, Rob, it's already sold, why are you buying it? But I still felt this kind of stirring from that initial sense of God's stirring about it. And so 6 months went by, 9 months went by. Every day I prayed over it. And one Sunday morning, I'm praying over it. It was a summer, where I can still remember now. And by now, this picture I had, it had a halo over the building where I laid sweaty hands on it so many times. And it was, but I still sense, and that Sunday morning as I prayed over it, I felt God say to me, now's the time. I thought, wow. And so I'm wondering whatever this might mean. So on the Monday morning, I phoned the agent. I said, you may not remember me. He said, oh, I do. He said, I'm just phoning about this church building again, just to inquire what's happened. He said, but who's been speaking to you? And now I should have had a clever answer for that, shouldn't I, really? But there we are. I was so keen at the time just to, so I said, well, is it still available? He said, well, the amazing thing is that the folk who were buying it, the developers, it just fell through last week. They just couldn't get the planning permission on a listed building, etc., what they want to do with it. So it just fell through, but I have told nobody about it, he said. In fact, I'm about to meet with my team here, so I'm interested to know how you... I said, well, does that mean it's still available for sale? He said, yeah, we're about to market. I said, well, in which case then, is that possible to see it? He said, do you want to make an offer? I said, I'm just making the same offer. I said, but at least, you know, you can't refuse me. So he said, no, he said, so he arranged me to get the keys. I came and got them from the BBC, were the ones who were selling the building. I remember coming and looking at the building for the first time, and it was all rather run down, etc., because it had been used as a prop store. So it was a huge, as it were, warehouse. It was racked out from the floor right up to the roof, as it were, with racking and with toilet seats and mattresses and all the things for live productions. It was empty now. So I remember coming in and praying over it and spending quite a while here. And I went, took the keys back, and then I said, was it okay for me to get them again? They said, yeah, that'd be okay. So eventually I went back and forth so many times. Said, well, you may as well have them for a few days. So I had them overnight. And I can remember one night just being in here and praying. It was upstairs in the main hall. It was pitch dark. There was no electricity on, etc. There were rats running around. You could hear them scratching everywhere. But and as I'm there, I'm still on that stage that was a part of that stage. It's been changed slightly since then, on the left-hand side by that pillar. And as I stood there, I suddenly imagined the place full of light and just full of people. I could see it now with their hands raised, worshipping God. And as I imagined that picture, I remember praying and just praying into that by faith. Now, the amazing thing since then, of course, I've seen that hundreds of times over. There's something about imagining as we pray. You know, the Bible says that God is able to do far above all that we could ask or imagine. What would it mean for us for 2020? What do we imagine for Metro? What do we imagine as being this next stage? Even the whole challenge of being able to find a space to be able to use, particularly have a space of our own in the possibility of a city centre space is almost impossible these days in terms of the challenges of all that. What would it look like? What would we want to do with it? How would you do it? The challenge sometimes in our praying is we never imagine, well, we think it's not possible, so we don't ever even begin to think about it, but it's sometimes when we begin to imagine and pray into it. As the rest of the story you most likely know, but in fact we negotiated still back and forth with the agent of the BBC. I can remember stood outside with some of the folk from Woodenby Broad to look at it. It was a wet day and already the roof was leaking badly and it was got quite a far deterioration on the building itself. And I remember one of the leaders looking up at the building and saying, Rob, what a liability. And at that very moment as he said those words, I felt God whisper into my heart, but what an opportunity. What is it when sometimes it's the darkest hours, like the middle of that night, just praying there and the rats running around? But at those very times, what is to imagine, to sense God's purposes and to be stirred by faith, to see God do above all that we could ask or imagine? What is it for 2021? What is it that we sense that renewing where we really say, Lord, I've heard of your fame. I heard how you did this for Woody's. I heard how you did that. Lord, I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, I want you to renew them in my time and in my day to make it known, Lord. What would it be for now in 2021, Lord? What would it be to see this year God breaking through far above all we could ask or imagine? Not just for our buildings, but maybe in our lives, the situation around us, that real sense of renewal. Not just the relief of getting back to the ordinary, but sensing that extraordinary where God takes us beyond our normal expectations. The second thing I want to say about renewal is that renewal is not just about those special moments where God does things in life. It's about a process of life. And this next scripture I want us to look at, in fact, from 2 Corinthians 4, speaks about that, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. There we are. Inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. Inwardly, we're being renewed day by day. So renewal is not just about special events and moments, but it's about a process of life. And this process of life is not just about something happening outside, buying a building or whatever the event might be or activity, but it's about an inner process as well, inwardly, inwardly. And it's not just about doing something. So often we can think about activities and actions and things that we do, but it's about being. Inwardly, we are being renewed. There's an inner process that goes on that's the key to all outer activity of God. It's this that makes the difference. It's the inner renewal that makes possible those outward experiences of God demonstrating his power. So inwardly, we're being renewed. And that real sense of where that renewal is that work of the Holy Spirit in us. And it's a sense of God by his Spirit day by day. Indeed, we are being renewed by the Holy Spirit day by day. How for 2021 are we going to experience that sense of renewal where we begin to cultivate some of those daily rhythms of life, that sense of seeing God at work daily in our lives? There's processes that go on that make the difference in our life. The whole experience of becoming a Christian when we're is the beginning of a journey of faith. It's an ongoing journey. Even that moment where I become a Christian, we all may have different stories about that. Some of us may still be searching and looking, even tonight. You may be watching this, and even that whole sense of it's all still as if it's someone from outside looking in through a shop front window. That experience of becoming a Christian, when for the first time in your life you realize Jesus, the Son of God, loved me and gave himself for me. And you want somehow to see that inner change, that inner renewing, where the Holy Spirit brings to birth within us a new life, an experience of forgiveness, of freedom. No longer trying to live life in our own self-centered way, trying to do it ourselves, but experiencing God's forgiveness, that new life. But that's the beginning. Then day by day, in fact, the Bible speaks about one degree of glory to another. God is changing us. There's a process of change. One day we shall see Jesus, we'll be like him. But when we become a Christian, we're so far from that. But from one degree of glory, day by day, God is wanting to change us. That daily renewing of the Holy Spirit. See, the gift of God is eternal life. We don't have to wait until we die before we receive eternal life. The moment I'm born again of the Holy Spirit of God, I receive that gift of God. It's the life of the eternal in me. And now that daily process, inwardly, I'm being renewed daily by the Holy Spirit. And one of the keys to those daily rhythms of life, of course, is prayer. Prayer is an amazing way in which God renews us day by day. In fact, in Isaiah 40, it says those wonderful words that those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. There's an inner renewal that comes in prayer itself as we wait upon God. In fact, prayer itself, one of the things it does, it gives us a new perspective on life. So those words in Isaiah speak of how that those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will soar with wings like eagle. Now, it's not just that it gives us a sense of being able to fly, but it gives a different perspective. You see, an eagle, when it rises up, has this amazing perspective of the whole landscape around. So often in life, when we're facing issues and challenges, we get closed in on them. We're so taken up with the issues and circumstances that we're facing. Perhaps we begin to pray, what God helps to do is to lift us above those, to be able to have a kind of divine perspective on those circumstances. I remember many years ago when our children were younger, just like now in January, where there's been some of the sales going on, but nothing like the normal sales are happening, but the sense of where we took I took one of the children, our boy Greg, shopping, and rather foolish thing to do when the sales are on because there were crowds everywhere. And we were still so small as a little lad that you couldn't see above the counter. And at one stage I lost him and I couldn't see him anywhere because you couldn't see over the counter. He was down below, as it were, and you're somewhere around there. And I just couldn't, I felt really, I didn't know what to do because I just didn't know where to turn or how to. And then I noticed there was a CCTV camera that was just up above. And suddenly as I look, I suddenly have a different perspective. And right over the other side, I could actually see him, but because I was looking from a different perspective. And somehow prayer gives us that different perspective. If those words in Isaiah even go on to say, as you rise with that wing, like you suddenly begin to find that inner strength. As you wait upon the Lord, you renew your strength, you run and you won't get weary, you walk and you won't faint. You know, at Christmas, I've seen some amazing ways of God at work. And one of the lovely stories is a family here from Woody's who, particularly that thought of they shall walk and not faint. This is a story of a family who've been through some really testing times. I've known them before they were married and over the years and prayed for so much for them. And they were longing to have a child and eventually they had a child and down at the local maternity hospital. And sadly, the child died just after it had been born. I remember getting the call from the hospital and going down and sitting on the end of the bed with them and crying and praying with them, and just a little while later taking a funeral service for just this little kind of baby, only just newly born, but in order to mark that baby's birth. And it seemed at first that he may never get another child, and yet God blessed them with a son, and this son full of life and energy. It's been a joy to see him and to pray over him. And they longed to have a sibling for him. And so they'd also been praying for another child. And God, again, graciously gave another child. But this time there was complications leading up to the birth. And then they found that the baby born had, in fact, had cerebral palsy. And this had been a real shock to them. And not cerebral palsy, it was spina bifida. And such a shock to them because it meant it was going to so limit their life. And they've been amazing parents, the way they've cared for this little lad. He couldn't walk, so he's always been in a wheelchair, and eventually were able to get him to school in the wheelchair, etc. And life seems so limited. His name was Frank. And for Frank, it's been a real challenge. I've prayed for him since before he was born. I pray for family every day and just pray for some breakthrough in his life and that. And one of the things he had as well as his wheelchair was he had a little walking frame, but he never wanted to use it. So Janet was often be trying to get him to use this walking frame. He never wanted to use it. He prayed that somehow she might find a way of getting him to use it. But this past year, it was amazing because he saw a program on television about Captain Tom doing his sponsored walk. And he really felt inspired. And so he said to his mom, he was going to try and get his walking frame. So he got his walking frame to try and walk around the block. And in fact, he said he'd try and do it and raise some money for the NHS. He even dreamt, you know, you imagine, as I say, before you, he imagined he might even be able to get £99. He didn't dream of £100. £99 he would raise for the NHS, as it were, the special wider charity they have. And so eventually out he goes with his little walking frame. And this only just happened. while ago, and sure enough, his mum was so encouraging to him, she put on social media to her friends, and the social media went viral, literally. And lots of people around the city here became interested, and some of you may have seen on Boxing Day, there was a special Radio Bristol program called To Be Frank, and it was all about the story, a long documentary about Frank's story. And then national media took it up, and some of you may have seen it. In fact, I think I may have brought it. This is the Evening Post coverage of it, where they literally have it on the front page, and this is the story of Frank, and you may have seen it. You won't be able to see it from there, but there it is. There's the Evening Post, and they actually use a little title there, Frankly Amazing. It was their title, and then family as well. But here's the amazing thing, is that as he walked, only dreaming he might, and eventually it accumulated towards his 99. His dream was to get to 99. Do you know how much eventually he managed to raise? £350,000. And it was like a dream come true, but it was something where, what is it that can inspire? Here's a lad with all his disability, and yet when he saw Captain Frank at his age, doing, how can we inspire? How can we stir? How can we somehow dream beyond those normal limitations of what God can do? That amazing sense of where God longs to do far above all that we could ask or imagine. And what is it for 2021 that God longs to do in our lives? What are those daily rhythms? What are those rhythms of prayer that can make that difference? I say it's been a joy to pray for Frank every day of his life, and before he was born even. And yet, to pray for that breakthrough. And this year has been wonderful just to see the transforming effect on his life. The final scripture I want to take is these words from Titus, and again, it speaks of renewal. Renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. God doesn't just want to give us a little touch of the Spirit. He longs to pour out of his Spirit. That's how Pentecost is described, as God pouring out of his Holy Spirit generously. He longs to fill us with his Spirit. And to be able to do things that seem impossible. The whole of the Christmas story is so much the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, Mary, will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And then for Elizabeth, even as Mary brings her greetings, and that baby leaps in her womb, and she's filled with the Holy Spirit. We see the Holy Spirit and the angels then saying, nothing is impossible with the Lord. What would it be to begin 2021 with that renewed sense that nothing is impossible with God? Sometimes there can be deeply ingrained situations in our life that seem impossible to see any breakthrough in. Sometimes, you know, where things have not just been a problem for us for months, a year, but sometimes for years. Sometimes there are ingrained habits, there are hurts or heartaches or disappointments. There can be disabilities and situations in our life which have dogged us. I often think of that story of that woman where Jesus came to Jesus in the crowd, and she had been bleeding for 12 years, 12 years of her life. It meant she was an outcast. When Jesus describes her later, he says, it's one who's been held captive for 12 years, and now she's been set free. Or is it those sort of situations sometimes, see, 12 years of her life? At Christmas, this Christmas, we had a Christmas carols by candlelight upstairs, and I was due to speak at it, and one of the things I felt stirred about was the work of the Holy Spirit in the Christmas story, both in Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will shadow you, and Elizabeth, as she hears that news, and the baby leaps in the womb, she's filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm telling this story of God's Holy Spirit work, and those words of the angel that nothing is impossible. At the back of the church was a couple, and this lady, in fact, was a dear friend I've known for many years. She was very downcast, and I spoke to her and said, oh, how are you doing? She said, oh, I'm really struggling, she says. And she struggled with migraines, really bad migraines. Not just a migraine that you struggle for a day or week, but sometimes she'd be weeks or months with these migraines. And she said to me, Rob, you know, every year at Christmas Day, I have had a migraine since 2008. That's 12 years. Like that 12 years. I said, really? I said, Could I pray for you again? I've prayed for different times in our life, you know. And she said, will you pray specifically for me? I said, what's that? She said, could you pray that for the first time for 12 years, since 2008, I could have a migraine-free Christmas? And so I prayed for her. I prayed every day, and I prayed, it was something I felt stirred about, and that, Lord, that she might just know that sense of breakthrough with something that's been so ingrained in her life. It's wonderful to hear from her, just having heard from her just recently after Christmas, say, Rob, for the first time for 12 years of my life, I had a migraine-free Christmas. I said, but here's what I didn't tell you, Rob, is that my birthday is Christmas Day. I said, I've not enjoyed my birthday for 12 years. And that sense of breakthrough, where somehow those deeply ingrained situations, what would it be for 2008? For renewal to be for us that real sense of what may have seemed impossible, yet nothing is impossible for God. So my prayer, and even tonight as we just respond to God, is not that sense of how for 2008 it may be a year of renewal. A year of renewal which is not just returning, as it were, to old routines, as welcome as that might be given all that's happened with the pandemic. Not just being able to go back to the old, even for us as Metro, it's not just, oh, it'd be great if we were able to get back to at Bristol, but what would it be to dream, imagine, much more? Not just to get back to the normal or the ordinary, but to dream for the extraordinary. Those awesome deeds. What would it mean to develop for 2021? New daily rhythms of life. We particularly start the year with a focus on prayer. One of the things I often say about that is it's not just our special time of prayer at the beginning of the year, but how could we at the beginning of the year, now in 2021, cultivate and develop some habits, some rhythms of life in prayer? Would affect the rest of our year, the rest of our life. Being inwardly renewed by the Holy Spirit day by day. Finally, what would it mean for us to trust God for what seems impossible? Even those deep ingrained situations that in our life or the lives of those around us where we've almost given up on them or taken them now as if that's the new norm. What would it be to see breakthrough, to see renewal? Lord, I've heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Oh Lord, renew them in our time, in our day. Make them known. Let's pray together. Whether you're here or whether you've been listening online, just want to sense that response to God now. You could be just on your own at home. You may be with others, and it may be more difficult to know how best to respond, but even if it's just quietly in your own heart, this is the beginning of a new year, 2021. After what's been such a challenging and difficult year, don't just settle for getting back to the old routines, just that ordinary, which would seem a relief. But my prayer now is, even in these moments, what would it mean for you to imagine God breaking through in your life, in this situation in Metro, that this year, 2021, will be a year of breakthrough, that God will do something far above all that we could ask or imagine. So we don't just hear of God's fame, we don't just look back 25 years to this building and see God at work, but we say now today at the beginning, oh Lord, renew it in our time, Lord, in my time now, Lord. We pray for our city, for our nation, for our world, we pray for revival, Lord. Come, come, Holy Spirit, at the beginning of this year, Lord. Lord, help us to cultivate rhythms of life, processes of life, whereby we daily experience that inward renewing of the Holy Spirit. Even now, Lord. So we don't just want to think it is something you will do, but we're being renewed now, Lord. Begin that now, that sense, Lord, of your Holy Spirit renewing in us. And Lord, help us to trust you for the impossible. Come. Come, Holy Spirit, in this year of 2021, may we be deeply aware of that renewing work, that renewal of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, Lord.